Hearing, and again, we will pause for a business meeting as soon as we have a quorum. We expect to have a quorum in just a few moments. So thanks to all the members for coming. I know as close to 10 o'clock as we could to do the business portion. And I want to thank all of you for being here. We've heard for years that advanced biofuels are just around the corner. Well, we're here. We're at the point where it's actually happening. Instead of having one more hearing where we hear 5 years from now, we'll have cellulosic ethanol. We are excited to have people here today that will be able to touch on some of the success stories that are out there. And I want to just highlight a few. Inuus Bio has announced it's producing cellulosic ethanol at a commercial scale. Sapphire Energy announced that it had paid off its entire $54 million USDA energy title loan and will be producing 100 barrels of green crude per day from algae by 2015. Poets Project Liberty broke ground last spring and is on pace to begin producing cellulosic ethanol from corn stover this year. And DuPont, which is represented on our panel today, very pleased, is expected to produce cellulosic ethanol from stover in Iowa later this year. As I've said before, as we all know, the Farm Bill is a jobs bill. And that's why I'm so proud of the work that we all did together in developing a robust energy title. The energy title funds critical programs to help our farmers produce energy from non-food sources and helps companies get low-interest loans for those facilities. And, of course, all of that creates jobs. We're going to hear from representatives of companies that are out there doing just that, creating jobs and growing rural economies while producing advanced biofuels, which ultimately help us become more energy independent and lower our gas prices at the pump. Some of you may be surprised to learn that my home state of Michigan was actually an early adopter of ethanol. In 1896, I was not there at the time, but in 1896, Henry Ford designed his first car, the quadricycle, which we all know as the horseless carriage, to run on pure ethanol. When it was released in 1908, Ford's Model T was able to run on gasoline, ethanol, or a combination of the two. Henry Ford continued to advocate for ethanol as a fuel, but the lower price and abundance of oil made it more attractive to consumers at that time. Interesting how our policies have affected all of that. Yet today, we are still working to make ethanol more competitive in the U.S. We'd love the same tax policies for ethanol that we've had for oil, I would say, as an editorial comment. We do know, though, that in other countries, we are seeing a different mix in competitiveness. I was in Brazil with Secretary Vilsack last summer. Brazil's gasoline is blended with ethanol at nearly 30% rate. In fact, they have lower gas prices because of the higher blends. Meanwhile, here in the United States, ethanol makes up 10% of our fuel supply. An Iowa State University study found that in 2010, using ethanol reduced the cost of gas by 89 cents a gallon across the country. And by as much as $1.37 in the Midwest. These are enormous savings for American families. In the U.S., we consumed about 138 billion gallons of gasoline in 2010. That comes out to about 446 gallons per person, or 892 gallons for a family of four. And when you think about that, what do those numbers mean? 892 gallons. Well, you could drive from D.C. to Los Angeles and back four times on 892 gallons. That family could have saved $794 in 2010 because of biofuels. And according to USDA numbers, that $794 comes to up to five weeks' worth of groceries. Biofuels are making a difference and could make an even bigger difference, and that's what we're here to talk about today. It's our goal to make sure we move to non-food-based advanced biofuels, and it's happening, and in places that some may not be aware of. As we'll hear today, some of our airlines have undertaken their own biofuels initiatives because it makes good business sense for them to do so. But to continue growing this industry, we need policies that support it. This committee and Congress took an important step forward passing the Farm Bill with the funding for the energy title. Now we need to provide certainty through a strong renewable fuel standard and tax credits to support long-term investments in our energy future. Getting off foreign oil is in our strategic interest. In doing so, we'll be saving money and be saving lives. So we thank all of you for being here. And I would turn now to Senator Cochran for his opening statement.